when I was 13, I got a cassette player, and it was a little Fisher Price plastic one, and I'd nothing to play, so I just stole one from my brother, as you do. And it was Jane Vincent, Eddie Cochran, and Buddy Holly, and it really blew me head off.
And lucky for us, she's never quite recovered. The Irish powerhouse Imelda May has turned her obsession with spit curls and vintage rock into an infectious affair. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Alisa Ali. Imelda May is no shrinking violet. She first employed her vocal charms on an ad for Fish Fingers. The youngest of five kids, she reveled in her brother's record collection, but it was the sounds of Elvis Presley and Billie Holiday that really lit her fire. At 16, she began performing around the club circuit in Dublin, later singing in the city's burlesque venues, too. Since then, she's put together a five-piece band and a scorching blend of rockabilly rhythms, chiming trumpets, surf guitars, and let's just say no one in her audience ever stands still. Her 2007 album Love Tattoo caught the attention of Jeff Beck, with whom she and her band later toured. It also reached number one in Ireland, knocking down Bruce Springsteen and making Imelda May the first Irish woman in 20 years to top the charts in her home country. This year, she has a new album called Mayhem, and during her band's visit to Studio A, she chatted with Rita Houston about what it means when you find what you love and stick to your guns.
I've been talking to record companies, or they'd come to see me, and they kind of said, you have to change. We couldn't market you. We don't know where to put you. And I thought, I could understand. They were very nice. They liked what I did, but they couldn't sell it. So I said, no, thank you. And they said do a demo, and they said get rid of the rockabilly, actually. I was told by a few people it was the kiss of death. I was quite offended by that, actually, because I think it's such an influential music from... I mean, Mark Bowle and Jimi Hendrix were both huge Eddie Cochran fans. And then you get Jeff Beck and Paul McCartney and Bruce Springsteen, and even the Beatles used to say we wouldn't have started. So I couldn't understand how such an influential music should be shunned. It makes no sense. So I... been the stubborn, fiery Irish girl that I am, I put more in.
He said he didn't even hear trains or let alone the few words the ladies may be saying about him. She freaks and tells her close friend that she never love again, but she never known to ever live without him. Don't believe it if you see it. The window of a black cab in Camden. He couldn't take it, but she did, so he threw it. He fit and he took it out. Anyone around him wouldn't believe it. No, 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 if you see it.
They love to glam up before going on stage. It's kind of like a ritual, getting ready to go on. You know, there's something nice about that. And making an effort for the audience. Because as well as that, you remember a lot of the audience make an effort before they get ready to come out. So I think it's only right and proper that the band makes an effort for the audience. So, yeah.
Do you get a lot of rockabilly-looking guys in the audience and stuff? Get some people?
We do. We get
out?
A lot of... The rockers have always been very supportive. Right. Always been great. No matter where we've played in the world and what tiny venues, there's always been a bunch of rockers turn up. But our audience seemed to be... really mixed. Mm-hmm. As it grows, we're having a big mixed audience, and I really love it. I often say we have loads of different haircuts in the audience. We have skinheads, we have mohawks, we have little perms, white perms. You know, we have everybody turns up, bald heads, the whole lot, young and old, and people in their little fleeces and people in their studs and leathers. So whatever floats your boat.
Now
That's Imelda May with Psycho and the title track from her new album, Mayhem. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.